Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We had to wear pads in December, and that's not fair.
Can you be any softer?
From coast to coast, when it comes to football, Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans are talking nothing but the stinking truth.
This is a leadership issue. This is an optics issue. This is your quarterback.
There's certain things that always tell the truth. Physicality in the run game always tells the truth. Yoga pants always tells the truth.
Now, here's your hosts, Mark and Mike.
Hey, welcome into the Seek Truth Podcast. Alongside Mike Evans, I am Mark Schler. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Whether you download us at Apple or Spotify, you'll watch us on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe, please, on YouTube. And a special shout out to the Odyssey Radio Network who carry us across the nation on the weekends. Mike, how are you?
Great. And we got all kinds of really, really strong football markets listening to us right now. Of course, our friends in San Francisco. And my goodness, can 49er fans get one season without drama?
Right.
I mean, Ricky Pearsall's already hurt. So we got another key player hurt for the 49ers with knee soreness. But this Kyle Shanahan story, what do you make of the way that this story has evolved? And this past week with Kyle coming out and saying, hey, whoa, it wasn't that young lady's fault. It was my fault.
Right.
But this was after 2 weeks of it being kept quiet by the media that covers the team.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? Because I've always looked at myself, Mike, as I'm not a journalist. Like people say, oh, you've got to have journalistic integrity. Like I could break a lot of news. like Kyle Shanahan sent me the picture of him in the hospital after the accident, and it is brutal looking, right? I could put that out on social media. I'm not going to, But I could put that out, but I'm not a journalist. I'm an analyst. So I don't care about breaking news. That doesn't matter to me, right? My relationships mean a lot to me from guys like Kyle Shanahan, guys that coach in this league, that I want to know, like, hey, give me the inside scoop. How are you attacking this? What are you doing? So it didn't offend me, but it offended a ton of people. You're a journalist. Like, you grew up as a journalist. Yeah. You went to Syracuse. That's what you started as. So I know it's different for you than it would be for me.
Yeah, it bothered me because, look, since the beginning of time, there's always been a thirst for information. And when you're talking about the NFL, and if you're a 49er fan, you want to know all things about your team. And if something like this happens with your head coach, I want to know about it. That's just the way I think people are wired. And I think also the biggest concern for me with somebody with a you know, journalistic background is the notion that the people that cover the team bought into the idea that, oh yeah, we'll keep it quiet for you for a couple of weeks. Well, what are you talking about?
So it's interesting because you and I have two different perspectives on this. I look at it from my perspective of, hey, I've got a relationship with the guy, or I've got a relationship with the 49ers, and like, for whatever reason, they want me to not release it right now. And I've got that relationship. We've built that relationship. Kyle Shanahan brought all the beat reporters into his office, you know, no cameras, and explained kind of what went on and explained that he was the guy at fault, took responsibility for it. And I look at that like, hey, man, that's about relationship. But you kind of have a different take on, like, that it's almost like coercion.
I think we're kind of going down a slippery slope here where more and more teams are allowed to kind of control the message going out that they want to go out, and they can threaten or bully or negotiate with the people that cover the team by sort of threatening the idea that, well, if you want to continue to get access, or if you want to, you know, continue to be able to cover this team, you got to play ball with us. I think that's a slippery slope.
I agree with that. Although I will tell you this, it gave me an opportunity to reach out to the equipment manager of the San Francisco 49ers.
You're brutal.
Who is a buddy of mine because he was Jay Bird, is his name. Jay Bird was the equipment manager of the Washington Redskins when I was there. He's been in the league for over 50 years. Jay Bird started as the head equipment guy for the Washington Redskins, I believe at 19 years old. Like, he is a lifer. He started working with the Redskins when he was a kid. And so I reached out to Jay Bird. I texted him and said, hey, do me a favor. Like, when Kyle's been, now that Kyle's okay, right? Because, I mean, he broke his nose. He got 40 stitches in his face. He almost lost his eye.
Severe concussion,
broken ribs, a broken hand. And so I put it to Jay Bird. I said, hey, make sure you do this. Put a note in there. This is from Stink. I want you to make sure that you're safe. When you walk out to practice, I said, put one of them concussion helmets that go over the helmet with a Shanahan name across the top of it. I go, that'll be great if he wore that out. I don't know that he will. Uh-huh. But I said, make sure this is in the locker and then make sure he knows it's from Stink.
So it's like, right? A Romeo Doubs hat.
Yeah.
But for
the
coach.
The ones they wore in practice, they have to wear in practice now. Put it on there, and Kyle Shanahan, you should have to wear that.
You
out.
Know, it's a glimpse into who you were as a player, where I think every team has to have somebody like you, where you just, nothing is off limits.
Right.
I mean, nothing.
Right, because then it becomes like, there's no sensitive feelings, right?
Right.
Nobody's above getting made fun of.
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the atmosphere that I bring.
Yeah, you certainly strip all that away.
Yeah.
There's no concern about that stuff.
Come on, if Kyle Shanahan walked out with one of them concussion helmets, the first time he's allowed to go back out to practice, it's got a big Shanahan across the top of it, don't you think the guys would think that was funny?
I think they would.
I do, too.
I think they would.
So By the way, speaking of Ricky Pearsall, though, like, you want to talk about hamstring. Good thing they went out and got Mike Evans. Good thing they went out and got Christian Kirk and all that stuff. But you hope for the Niners' sake. You hope for your fans' sake. Like, come on. Like, give us a break this year. We're the most injured team in football. Can't we just get a break?
Hey, the good news is apparently it's just good old-fashioned knee soreness and not a soft tissue injury.
Right.
So that substation hasn't had a chance to work its
magic.
Evil deeds yet.
We'll see.
All right. Philadelphia. Jalen Carter. How about the deal Jalen Carter gets? A new contract. He gets 4 years, $152 million, $106 million guaranteed. Look, Jalen Carter is a really good player. I'm just kind of curious, and you talk all the time about the importance of teams staying ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Don't be the one that's always catching up to the market. Be the one that sets the market, and you'll save a lot of money in the long run. Here's a great example. I compared Jalen Carter last 4 years to Zach Allen of the Broncos last 4 years. Check out these numbers. Jalen Carter gets 4 years, $152 million. Zach Allen got 4 years, $102 million.
The year before, right? Yeah.
Okay. Guaranteed money, $106 million versus $69
million. Okay.
Jalen Carter, 37 quarterback hits. Zach Allen, 111 quarterback hits. Jalen Carter, 58 career pressures. Zach Allen, 124 career pressures.
Right.
In the span of four years.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Allen's been in the league a little bit longer.
Right.
These are the first 4 years for Jalen Carter.
Yeah. I've always been a big believer. You know, as a franchise, when you have a franchise type player at a position, and it's always best to go to that guy early and give him security, give him upfront money, set the market. Because why? Because when you do that, the market continues to grow. And 2 years from now, you'll look at that deal and say, man, what a smart deal we made. Because now he's going to be, you know, the 11th highest paid guy at that position, yeah, or whatever the case may be. And so I always think that's a great thing. When you find your players, when your players prove themselves to be franchise type guys at their position, you not only reward them and make them happy, but you send a message throughout the locker room. If you do it the right way, if you become a franchise type player at your position in this organization is going to reward you, because all the other guys that are trying to get those contracts are looking at that saying they do it right here in Philadelphia. So kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles. Kudos to the ownership. Kudos to the general manager, because they have been able to do that. And it's interesting. You and I were listening today to Sean Payton address the media here in Denver. And they talked about, are you a Super Bowl contender? Last year, if you remember, Sean Payton came out and said, hey, man, I've coached six teams in my past with New Orleans that I thought were Super Bowl contenders. And this is the seventh team. So somebody asked him in the media, hey, is this the eighth team? And he said, yeah, this team, I believe, can win a Super Bowl. I believe we're structured that way. And then Sean addressed the things you have to be a Super Bowl contender. And he said, you got to have a great defense. Well, in Philadelphia, if you were listing the top defenses in football right now, you would probably put the Rams at number one. With all the additions they made this offseason, you put Seattle up there with what they did last year. You'd have to have Philadelphia would be in your top three, four, five teams. Denver, obviously, is going to be one of the top three, four, five teams.
Houston
is going to be in the top. So you're going to look at that and say, hey, they may not be number one, but they're in that top five range. So you've got to have a great defense. Then you know what else you have to have? And Sean Payton said this, got to have a great quarterback. You got to have a quarterback that you know. And man, you got a Super Bowl MVP in Philadelphia playing the quarterback position. And then he said, then the next thing he said was, you got to have dominant offensive and defensive lines. You know what Philadelphia has? They win the line of scrimmage, man. They've got a dominant offensive line, two bookend tackles. They got dominant defensive players, dominant defensive line. With Jalen Carter. So they have that. And then the fifth thing on his list, got to have a great coaching staff. Shoot, they're Super Bowl champions, man. They've won a championship.
How do you feel about all the pressure that Nick Sirianni is reportedly under? That's, I mean, is it real pressure? I mean, it's certainly coming from the fans and the media, but do you think it's internal for Sirianni?
Well, I think there's an internal aspect of it, because Nick Sirianni kind of sometimes is his own worst enemy. You know, he's got that competitive where he's drawn with his own fans and everything else. And I think the other thing that's interesting about Philadelphia is look at all the different offensive coordinators. Like, you know, again, this has haunted a guy like Jalen Hurts since he was in college. Every year you seem to have another coordinator. And this year, again, I think Sean Mannion becomes the new offensive coordinator. So that's always going to be something that you're going to look at in regards to Philly. And then you coach in Philly. Like, that just, like, it's Philly. You want to talk about pressure, right? Like those fan base, and I love the Philadelphia fan base. I spar with the Philadelphia fan base.
You do.
But the Philadelphia fan base is like, people think the Giants fan base is tough. Give me a break. Then you talk about fake tough guys, front runners, New York. Ooh, we're tough. Yo, Giants. You know, and you say anything derogatory about their team, and they Philadelphia, like, Philadelphia come after you. That does just flat come after you. But if you say something that's true about their team, they'll turn on their team and go after their team, right? The Giants, in fact, Giants fans don't do that. They're not nearly as tough as Philly fans.
Here's the respect I have for Philly fan, because I've always felt this way. I do not think that being a really good sports fan means you just unconditionally love your team no matter what. To me, the definition of a great sports fan is I reserve the right to love my team today and hate them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
sure.
And I think that describes Philly fan to a T.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. Like, I've had my tete-a-tetes with Philly fan, right? But at the end, if I make a point that they agree with, they just turn on their team. I love that about them. I love that. Giant fan won't do that, right?
No, Giant fan won't do that.
No, they'll just get hurt feelings.
Boston fan.
Right, they'll come after you. Oh, everybody go attack him because he made, whatever. That's kind of where I'm at with the difference between New York fan who act tough and Philly fan who is tough.
Final quick thought on Jalen Carter. Is any concern? I always got to ask this question when you see, especially a big guy, get a big contract. Any concerns about him losing some of his hunger, throttling down a little bit now that he's gotten paid?
I don't think so. I think you've got enough great players on Philly, and you got enough pride in what they do, and then being coached by Vic Fangio. I think you've got a great formula. Like, you have got stars and great players at all three levels, and then you've got some guys like their middle linebacker and Zach Bond, who just like flies around and makes plays. And you've got Mitchell in the secondary. You got a bunch of secondary players that are great. You've got guys off the edge that just bring it and the battle that is that offensive defensive line in practice, right? Because you've got a great offensive line. You're going, so you know, there's internal competition at all times. There's pride that goes on in there. And I just don't worry about him, man. I think he's proven himself, and he's earned that contract, and good for him.
Coming up next on the Stinking Truth podcast all across the Odyssey Radio Network, what is the disconnect between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield? Does Aaron Rodgers really mean it this time? And we got a quick Jet story we got to get to. And I'm sorry, Jet fan, but because you are who you are right now, you're going to have to sit back and take this.
Yes.
That is coming up next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
We continue on with the Stinking Truth podcast all across the Odyssey Radio Network. All the great football towns and great football fans listening to us right now. I'm Mike Evans. He's Mark Schlereth. And hey, look, you know, the Jets are the Jets, and the Jets are the Jets for a reason. And when you're the Jets, sometimes you just have to suck it up and accept the fact that you're going to be the butt of some jokes. And Plaxico Burress got a good one in.
My goodness gracious. Plaxico was talking about, you know, his time with the Giants and then, you know, his taking a gun to a club and accidentally shooting himself and then getting, you know, in trouble for having an unlicensed weapon or whatever, you know, and ended up spending 20 months in jail. And so, like, it was like, it's real in the middle of his career, right? And he said, man, I walk into jail my first day, and he said, and I walked in and I said, what a bleeping loser I am. And he goes, it's the exact same feeling I had every day that I walked into the Jets facility. And I was like, oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
I'm talking about piling on for the New York Jets. And listen, man, the Jets have a diehard fan base. Like, you want to talk about lovable losers, right? All the guys I know that I used to work at with ESPN back in the day, all these hardcore Jet fans. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, they stay so loyal to that organization, and they know that organization. You know, they know that organization is, you know, one of the bottom dwellers in the National Football League with the ownership. And I always say this about ownership in professional sports, especially in football. You've got to have great ownership. And if your ownership meddles, your ownership doesn't do the things that are required, your ownership won't spend money, your ownership thinks they know more about football than the coaches and the players that play it, you've got issues. And that just perfectly describes the New York Jets.
So are you saying the Jets are forever screwed for as long as Woody Johnson's the owner?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, as long as Woody owns that team and thinks that he can meddle and thinks that he knows better and thinks that his grandson knows better than the coaches and the players and the people who have to operate as a football organization, you're just not ever going to win. It's the same thing I would say about the Dallas Cowboys. And I know this will, you know, aggravate a bunch of the Dallas Cowboys, but as long as your owner isn't willing to turn over the franchise to the guy who coaches it, like, I say this all the time and I mean it. Like, there's a difference between appointing a head coach and empowering a head coach. And if the guy that you appoint isn't empowered, well, the players know that that guy has no true authority. You've emasculated that coach from day one. And listen, man, like, players aren't necessarily the most intelligent people on the planet, but most players I've ever been around have great horse sense, and they can read a situation. And if they know the head coach isn't empowered, you know what they lose? Respect. Because ultimately, he's not really in charge. And so for Dallas, or even for Washington back in the day when Snyder was the owner, if you've gotten, there's this old saying in professional football, if there's a back staircase to the owner's office, you got issues within your organization, within your building. If a player can be disciplined by the coach and can walk up that back staircase to the owner's office and say, man, this isn't fair, and the owner circumvents the authority of the coach, well, then the coach is emasculated. And every player within the organization knows it. So do you really think Aaron Glenn is in charge of that organization? And I love Aaron. Aaron's a great dude. But do you really think Robert Saleh was empowered to run that organization? Do you really think anybody has been empowered to run that organization? And the answer is probably not. Now, they've had a couple. Rex Ryan had a run there where they were pretty good. You know, Herm Edwards had a run there where they were pretty good. But you can have, you know, you can have a run or a season or whatever, but to have consistency within the organization, the only thing consistent about the New York Jets is the inconsistency with which they play. And I would like I would do this with any organization. I would point directly to ownership. That's the problem.
Well, while we're talking about ownership, and let's pivot to a couple of quarterbacks. What's going on in Tampa? What's going on in Tampa? First of all, earlier this week, we had Vita Vea come out and say he wanted a trade request because he doesn't have any guaranteed money in this final year of his contract. And so he demanded a trade. And now Baker Mayfield's come out and said, hey, I imposed a deadline to get a new deal done. That deadline has passed. Now it's all about going out and playing ball. Why do the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seem so reluctant to work out a long-term deal with Baker Mayfield?
They're not reluctant. They've been working on a long-term deal. It's just not the deal that Baker wants. And, you know, he mentioned, and I loved listening to his press conference, because he said, hey, man, I gave them a deadline, and maybe they didn't believe me. But now the negotiations are over. This is all about ball. This is all about the guys that I play with. This is all about being the best that I can be and having that contract hanging over your head and trying to negotiate that is not where he wants to be. And he talked about his disappointment. I appreciate his honesty. One thing about Baker and having done a bunch of Tampa games and having been around Baker, man, that dude is as respected as any player in football. His toughness. I always talk about, I created the boo rating. B-O-O. The boo rating. Balls over opponent. Like, that's the only analytics I care about. And I created that boo rating off of Baker Mayfield.
You did?
Yep. I was like, this dude just goes out and is all out. Balls out the way he plays. And does he make a few mistakes? Yeah. But I guarantee you, the guys who play with Baker Mayfield love playing with Baker Mayfield. You know who he reminds me of? Guy who played here in Denver. That the guys absolutely played quarterback and was tough and was like in your face.
Jake Plummer.
Guys, you ask anybody who played with Jake Plummer, Jake the Snake, and they will all tell you, whether it's Arizona, whether it's Arizona State, whether it's here in Denver, they will tell you, man, I loved playing with him.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Jake Plummer, because there was a time when he was here and he was winning football games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
went to an AFC championship game.
Sure, winning a lot of football games. But a guy that you respect very much in Mike Shanahan drafted Jay Cutler. And then he replaced Jay Cutler. Plummer with Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
At a time when the Broncos had a winning record.
7-4 at the time.
And Shanahan's reasoning was, Jay Cutler gives us the best chance to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Not Jake Plummer.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that how Tampa views Baker Mayfield? You can win a lot of games with Baker Mayfield, but you're not going to win the game with Baker Mayfield.
He doesn't pass the confetti test.
Right.
We can't see him hoisting the Lombardi trophy up there with confetti raining down on his head. Did anybody think that of Sam Darnold before last year?
Nope.
Of course not.
Nope.
And they have had similar paths. One thing about Baker Mayfield now, the players love him. And Baker Mayfield plays his butt off, right? He is a competitive little cuss. The guys love playing with the guy. And I, for one, look at him like a top 10, 11 quarterback in this league. Can you win with a top 10, 11? Of course you can. Can you win a championship with that guy? Of course you can. Of course. And what is your option in Tampa? Like, what's your option? Because in that division, you're going to compete for a divisional crown, right? So you're going to compete. You're going to be 9-8. You're going to be 10-7. You're going to be somewhere in that realm competing for a division crown within that. So are you really going to go, okay, now we're the 20th overall pick or whatever in the draft? Right. Are we going to run up and get, Arch Manning? Probably not. And I just think that Baker Mayfield brings such value. And here's the problem that you get into. And you brought up the Jay Cutler thing. Hey, tangible-wise, athleticism, arm talent, all those things, like, he's better than Jake Plummer.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all that goes into the equation.
Right.
There's other things that go into the equation. And the other thing you have to understand, if you're Tampa, you have had a different offensive coordinator every year that he's been there. Dave Canales, the first guy, boom, gets elevated to the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Then Liam Cohen takes over, boom, elevated to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last year was Josh Grizzard. He leaves, goes to Philadelphia. This year is Zach Robinson. So you have had the success you have had in spite of having four different coordinators in what, 4 years, I think it is. So, like, be careful what you wish for. There is a guy, and I know you don't probably want to pay him the going rate, but guess what you have to do in this league? You got to pay the going rate. It's exactly the conversation we just had. You got to set the market, and then you got to forget about it.
But Seattle's not paying the going rate for Sam Darnold, are they?
No, they're not.
But if you're looking at it from Tampa's standpoint, could we maybe win?
But
could we win with Baker Mayfield like Seattle won with Sam Darnold?
Yes.
But does that mean we want to pay Baker Mayfield, you know, one of those big, big, big boy contracts, $50-60 million a year?
You gave him the prove it to us contract. Just like Sam Darnold
got
the prove it to us contract. Sam Darnold ended up going to the Super Bowl and winning it, right? And at some point, that's going to come due. Are you going to pay Sam Darnold? And it came due with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And so to me, I just look at all the other things, not just the tangible skill set, but the intangibles that he brings to the organization. And I think it's a mistake not getting this deal done.
Aaron Rodgers says he means it this time.
Okay.
This is it.
This is
the final.
The final dance.
Yes.
The last dance.
All right.
Do you believe him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do believe him.
And I'm really interested to see exactly how this goes, because Aaron Rodgers still has an unbelievable skill set when it comes to throwing the ball. Now he doesn't move like he used to move, but it's going to be really interesting to me because they got a couple of extra weapons. They've got some tight ends that can play. Now they went out and got another receiver that is a control the middle of the football field in Pittman, who I think is an excellent receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And listen, now you've got your head coach back in Mike McCarthy, the guy you had MVP success with in Green Bay, the guy you won a championship with in Green Bay, and the guy that gives you the freedom at the line of scrimmage that you really haven't had when you were with the Jets and last year when you were with the Steelers and Arthur Smith. So to me, this is kind of a perfect storm scenario for Aaron Rodgers to go out on. And it's going to be really interesting because I think a lot of people in this division will look at the Baltimore Ravens, you know, and they got Jesse Minter as the head coach and they've got new blood and John Harbaugh's not there anymore. And this is going to be a resurgence of Lamar Jackson and this defense is going to be great. And they look at Cincinnati, Joe Burrow and the weapons you have on the outside with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. And, you know, Joe Burrow's going to be great. Don't sleep on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just don't sleep on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but don't sleep on them because I think they're going to be sneaky. I think they're going to be better than people think, and they always are going to produce on the defensive side of the ball.
Hey, Pittsburgh in an underdog role, a fly under the radar type role, that's a nice place if you're a Steeler fan to be in, you know?
Right.
I kind of like my team in that kind of situation. No one's talking about us. Not a bad situation to be in. We roll on with the Stinkin' Truth podcast here all across the Odyssey Radio Network. Coming up, your questions for Mark. It's why we call it Question Mark, and that is coming up next.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We roll on with the Stinking Truth Podcast all across the Odyssey Radio Network and all the great football cities and fans out there listening right now. In this segment, we turn over to you. It is your questions, your feedback. It's called Question Mark. And let's go lightning round and try to get to as many questions as we can. Number one, first question comes from number one Skull fan. And it says, Mark, what do you think of the Jamal Adams to the Vikings move? How much does he have left in the tank?
I think this is a great fit for Jamal Adams. I think that underneath Brian Flores, who is known as, you know, a coordinator that's going to bring exotic blitzes, exotic pressures, he's going to put guys in great positions to get to the quarterback. I think this is perfect. Because Jamal Adams, one thing Jamal has never really been great at, and I love Jamal, I'm not trying to besmirch Jamal, but he's never been a great one-on-one coverage guy, right? That's not his forte. But what you've seen even last year with the Raiders, what you've seen him is he's morphed into an in-the-box kind of linebacker, nickel-type linebacker. And in that role, man, I think Jamal Adams played really well last year, played really good football for the Raiders. As a matter of fact, I was just watching Raiders-Chargers last. I spent like 2.5 hours studying the tape, and Jamal just made, I mean, he made a bunch of open field great tackles and, you know, off of blitz scheme stuff and things that they were doing, the Raiders were doing, that I thought was pretty incredible. And so I'm watching it with my quarterback coach that I do a weekly thing with. And it was fascinating as we started talking about Jamal last night. It was just interesting that this question would come up. I think it's a great fit for the Minnesota Vikings. I think it's a great fit with Brian Flores. And he is a guy, as long as you have him in the box as a blitzer, as a zone cover, I still don't think he's a man-to-man cover guy, but I think it's a really good addition for the Minnesota Vikings. So I think that's a great move by the Vikings.
All right, this one comes in from Alex the Barber, who is a big Raider fan and wants to know, are the Raiders doing the right thing if they go with Kirk Cousins as the starter to start the season, which as of right now seems to be the way it's going? Not Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, no, I think there's always value. You know, if you talk to Peyton Manning will tell you, hey, man, there's always great value in playing. And I agree with that. There's great value in playing. But there's also great value in watching a true professional prepare to play. And what can be learned from watching that process? And one thing I know about Kirk Cousins is that dude's a professional football player. Like, that dude knows everything. The formations, the ability, like he's one of those dudes, I don't want a wristband. I'm going to have it memorized. I know exactly what we're trying to do. I know exactly what we're trying to accomplish. I know exactly, you know, like how we're attacking certain, you know, certain defenses versus coverage we get, whether we're running it, whether we're passing it. I know all those things. And there is value in a guy like Mendoza competing with a guy like that, but also learning how to study film, learning how to prepare at this level. So I think that's a great. Now, eventually, Mendoza is going to be the starter. Eventually, he's going to take over for Kirk Cousins. But I think there is great value in that, Mike.
Well, is it? And also, to me, Kirk Cousins doesn't strike me as that typical bridge quarterback. You know, where it's like, come on, you're just clearly the backup, and you're here just to kind of keep the seat warm until the kid's ready to go. I mean, this is a guy that I think you can win with, you know? And if you're the Raiders, if you're Clint Kubiak, you got to have some respect for the veterans in that room. You got to play the best guy, especially if that guy gives you a chance legitimately to win football games at the beginning of the season.
Especially in that organization that hasn't had a taste of winning and has that taste in their mouth from last year that was just a debacle with, you know, with Pete Carroll, with Chip Kelly. It just was a mess last year. And so, yeah, I think Kirk gives you, and don't forget too, a bunch of guys on that offensive staff, including Clint Kubiak, Rick Dennison, and some other guys, all were in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins when Kirk Cousins was winning a lot of games in Minnesota. So there is that familiarity that is really going to help this offense kind of, you know, hit the ground running, so to speak, early, where they don't have to pare it down. And they can let Mendoza learn it on the fly, as opposed to saying, okay, we're going to come into the game plan, but guys, we're going to take 40% of our offense out because our quarterback isn't ready to operate at that level. Let him get up to speed to where Kirk Cousins is, and eventually he'll take over.
All right, this one comes in from Gary G. in Detroit, who says, Mark, the Lions are going to get this right with Jahmyr Gibbs, right? There's not going to be a problem with his contract. For those who aren't aware, both Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson both basically doing hold-ins because they're not happy with their contract situations.
Right.
Paying running backs, man, that's always a dicey proposition. But come on, these two?
Yeah, these two guys. Like, these are two guys that are the cornerstone of your franchise. And it's not just that they're running backs. These guys are offensive weapons.
Right.
Right? They're going to line up outside the numbers. They're the next iteration of Christian McCaffrey, right? They're going to be the next guys to get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. That's who they are. That's what they do. And, you know, for all those folks out there that get irritated with players and saying, hey, man, you know what? Honor your contract and you sign the deal. When you outplay the contract that you got as a rookie or at any time in your career and you're in your third year and you've outplayed it, it is time for that player to hold out or to hold in and say, hey, man, this isn't fair. Because I guarantee you one thing that'll happen. We just saw it here in Denver. They're starting offensive guard in Denver that has played, you know, just about last year he got hurt. He tore his bicep, but he had played like 34 out of 34 starts in his career with the Denver Broncos. I'm talking about Powers. All of a sudden they come to him right before camp starts and says, hey, we're going to cut your pay. Like, we'll give you a chance to make some back, but we're going to cut your pay. And, you know, and we'll make some of it guaranteed, but, you know, you're not going to make $13 million. You're going to make whatever it was. They didn't report, but it's, I'm sure it's 6 to 7, right? They've cut it in half. And that's what the league will do to you. So for all you guys that will be like mad at Jahmyr Gibbs for holding in, don't be mad. They've got to get this deal right. And I'm telling you what, I think the Detroit Lions got it right with the guy they hired as the offensive coordinator, a guy by the name of Drew Pensing, who was in Arizona the last couple of years. I think they'll get it right with Drew, and with the weapons they have, I think this offense will be on track. They just got to get this deal done. And to Detroit's credit, man, they've done a great job since Dan Campbell has taken over and Brad Holmes, their general manager. I think they'll get this deal done.
All right. This one comes in from Mark Sheehan, who says, Mark, are the NFC West and AFC West going to be the two best divisions in football? Good question. Fitting question. Seeing as how what you're going to be talking about this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend I'm going out to the Fox seminar. And Fox sent me a question.
I like to call it a summit.
Summit.
You know,
the Fox
seminar seems too
football summit.
Too academic.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
But a summit.
Summit.
Like the great summits in world history. You
right.
know,
let's get together and let's get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent me a question and that's exactly what they said. Like, who's got the best coaches? AFC or AFC West or NFC West?
Yeah.
And you look at the history. I mean, there's great. It's like new school versus old school, right? It's Andy Reid and Sean Payton came up together and Jim Harbaugh versus McDonald and Shanahan and McVay. And it is a great, both divisions, both are great. Like both are great. But how can you go against a division that has Andy Reid in it? Who not only has gone to, what, 5 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. He did go to a Super Bowl, right, with the Philadelphia Eagles and lost in that particular game. And then they lost to the New England Patriots at that time. And then he went to a couple with the Green Bay Packers when they went back-to-back. I think he was Brett Favre's quarterback coach. So, I mean, you look at that and the history of Andy Reid and the success he had both in Philadelphia and now in Kansas City. And I think that's what puts you over the top. Both have great coaches without question.
Can I push back on you?
Yeah.
I'm going to push back. Oh, all right. I'll give you, all right, if we're doing kind of a comp, AFC West, NFC West, if we're going to do Andy Reid versus Sean McVay, for example, I'll give you the Andy Reid nod. But Sean McVay has had unbelievable success.
Sure.
With the team he's coaching right now. Kyle Shanahan has had a ton of success with the team he's coaching now, been to a couple Super Bowls. Sean Payton's had success before New Orleans, but he hasn't been to a Super Bowl yet with Denver. And then Mike McDonald has won a Super Bowl in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh has an exceptional record, but not yet with the Chargers. So the current coaches with the teams they're with in the NFC West, I would give them the nod over the AFC West.
Would you now?
I would.
If we just went by Super Bowl appearances, Andy Reid would put it over the top, but Sean Payton has had Super Bowl appearance. He went with as a coordinator with the Giants.
Yeah, but he hasn't done it with the Broncos yet.
No, I understand.
And Jim Harbaugh hasn't done it with the Chargers yet.
Right.
Those other coaches in the NFC West have done it with the teams they're coaching right now.
And Jim Harbaugh did go to a Super Bowl with the Niners
right
back in the day and lost to his brother.
What have you done for me lately?
Well, okay. All right.
Something for you to consider before you...
Something for me to chew on.
Yeah, I don't want you to make a fool of yourself at the summit.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do, fire me? Oh, wait, they've already done that once.
Jeez.
Oh, my.
Things have
gotten escalated quickly.
Things have gotten awkward here.
Yes.
A bit of chill in the air here. All right, here's another one. This is from Mark, another Mark. He says, hey, Stink, you know what really stinks? Being a Dolphins fan. They haven't had a quarterback competition since 2012. Now the new regime is doing the same thing with Willis as McDaniel did with Tua, and it doesn't get questioned. Why do they keep creating competition at every other position besides quarterback?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I will say this. You know, there's so many trains of thought of, hey, listen, we don't want our quarterback looking over his shoulder. And that's always been kind of an NFL train of thought. And I have always thought as a player and as an analyst, why?
Yeah, right.
Like, every other position, it's okay to compete.
Yeah.
It's okay to look over your shoulder. It's okay to have a young guy pressing you, but not at that position. And if that bothers your quarterback that you brought in competition, maybe you don't have the right guy at quarterback. Like, I've never, ever understood that. Do you think Peyton Manning or Tom Brady were shaking in their boots because... You think Tom Brady was scared because they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round? No.
It ticked him off to the point where he went on and won another couple of Super Bowls.
Right. I just have never understood that. If you've got that supreme competitive nature and like you're not going to give up those reps to that guy. What do you care? So I agree with Mark. I've never understood that perspective. I want everybody to be on edge.
I got one more question for question mark, and this is my own, okay? At this Fox NFL summit.
Right.
My question is, are you confident that security will allow you to get close to Tom Brady?
I am not confident. I am not confident in that at all. I don't know. I did at the summit last year talk to Tom Brady. Now, I talked to him and I joked with him and kind of made fun of him for a minute because, you know, that's what I do. And maybe, just maybe, you know, there'll be a cordoned off section that says, you know, no stink beyond this point or something. Or, you know, I'll walk in and all of a sudden I'll see a bunch of guys in like, you know the type, security suits, like big guys, dark jackets.
Yes.
And all of a sudden they'll be like on the walkie talkies. They'll have like a code name for me, like the gray wolf just entered, gray wolf just entered. Like, and they'll keep me away from Tom Brady.
Yeah. Impressive that you think you. Nickname would be the Gray Wolf, but yeah.
What do you think it would be?
Well, it wouldn't
Silver
be that.
Fox?
It wouldn't be that important. All right, wrap this up.
Hey, listen, for everybody involved in the Stink the Truth podcast, we thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Thank you to the Odyssey Radio Network. Make sure you download us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, and watch us on YouTube. At the Stinking Truth. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you so much. We'll be back with you guys later on next week.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.